PIF is stimulating new industry ecosystems, building opportunities and partnerships, and delivering long-term prosperity. That's the PIF effect. PIF, invested in better.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this Wednesday, the 25th day of June, 2025. And tonight we have, of course, our producer, always striving for excellence. That is Mr. Style.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
And tonight we have like a rose between the thrones. The thorns. We have none other. Well, she's already achieved her excellence a long time ago. She just keeps improving on it all the time. And that's Miss Wendy Wilson, the medicine marm.
She's keeping us waiting.
Yep, and she's not there yet?
No.
Oh, no, Wendy. All right, so she's not there. All right, well, hopefully she'll show up. Maybe, usually...
Hello, it's Wendy.
All right, you're there.
I'm okay. Here.
Okay, so we're ready to roll. Yeah, did you hear the intro that I gave you?
I did not. I just was late to get to the phone. I had to find the phone.
Well, you're worth waiting for, Miss Wendy.
Wow, aren't you so sweet?
Yes.
What's the topic? What's the sermon tonight?
Well, the sermon's talking about tonight. You know, you've heard so much about the king. You saw all those big marches and these riots and those protests about Donald Trump being a king.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Trump said, boy, he wished he was a king. He said if he was a king, he wouldn't have to put up with all of that. He wouldn't have to put up with all of these rogue judges and all of that, okay? But the title of the message was, we have a new president, but the same awesome, righteous, eternal king. And of course, we have only one king, and that's the King of Kings and the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so we took a look at those groups out there, Radical Islam, the unholy alliance between Radical Islam and Communism. You know, you can call it, they call it progressivism today, or... they call it cultural Marxism. It's communism. Communism by any other name is communism. And so we took a look at the origins, where it started with, you know, the wars between the seed of Isaac and Ishmael. And that's where Islam came out of. And, of course, where Ishmael settled was right there in what we call Arabia today. And here today, the Bible tells you there in Genesis 16 that Ishmael was to be a wild man. Actually, the literal translation of it is the wild ass of a man. And that he would be, his hand would be against every man and every man's hand against him. And boy, that has been proven to be so right, because with radical Islam, when they're not fighting the Christians and they're not fighting the Jews, they're fighting each other. And so...
They just like to fight, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. It's a... And so that's exactly the way the Bible said it would be. And so here we went through and we saw the origin of Islam. Then we looked at the origin of communism. And we find that started in Isaiah chapter 14. And then we see where, you know, communism is in total opposition to whatever God's word the Bible teaches. They teach the opposite. And so today we're here, we're jumping up to my little commentary that if my knowledge of God and Scripture were to come from the prosperity preachers or the apostate preachers out there today, and the New Age perversions of the Bible, along with the so-called Christian magazines like Christianity Today is Anything But Christianity. But if my biblical knowledge were to come from that, and that's where a lot of people get their what they think is biblical knowledge, here's what I would believe of God. One, that God is non-judgmental. That's one of the things they teach. And God is non-judgmental. He doesn't judge people. He just accepts them the way they are. Well, you know, when it comes to the sins of the world, there has never been a more judgmental man that ever walked the face of the earth than the Lord Jesus Christ when it comes to sin. Mm-hmm. God is never, never intolerant. He always tolerates the behavior of people. Well, that's not exactly true. You heard of Sodom and Gomorrah, right? You heard about what happened to them in those days, and when Moses came down off the mountain and found the people practicing their orgies, it didn't end well for them, right? So, and remember that thing called the flood, where 8 billion people perished. You know, God is not real tolerant, and where it comes to sin, and then. That, as they said, God accepts us just as we are. He doesn't expect us to repent or change. Well, I hate to disappoint them, but that's exactly what God expects us to do. Excuse me. First of all, he expects us to be born again. And in order to be born again, the very first thing you have to do is acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner and repent of that sin, huh? And then I would believe that God's only desire for us, you know, and you could get this from Gloria Allstein, God's only desire for us is to make us happy, healthy, and wealthy. Gloria said, it's not about God. It's not about God. It's about us. And all that God wants of us is to be healthy, wealthy, and wealthy, very wealthy. But that's not what the Bible teaches, right?
No, I do have a question. You know, God wants us to forgive others so we can be forgiven. So, what if you have and somebody that's your enemy that doesn't want to repent, doesn't want to ask your forgiveness? Do you still forgive them?
Well, I think you'd find the answer to that in Proverbs chapter 6, starting with verse 16. The Bible, see, you have to understand, when that God refers to, and when he was speaking, remember the five W's the Bible gives us?
Right.
So here, when he was speaking to Israel in that, to forgive your enemies, Who was the major enemy of those in Israel on that day?
The Romans?
You would think so, but actually it was each other. The Jews were always fighting amongst themselves. But then, they were enemies of themselves. Remember, too, you had the Pharisees, the Sadducees, but they were a constant battle with the Herodians, which were half-breed Jews all the time. But see, one thing where it says forgive your enemies, he's not talking about for us to forgive God's enemies. You often hear people say that, you know, the Bible says we're to hate the sin but love the sinner. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches we're to hate what God hates and love what God loves, okay? And of course, you hear them say, well, God is just love. He's just love. No, God is not just love. God is judgment. And again, if you read over in Proverbs chapter 6, God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. He hates those whose feet are swift to run to mischief. He hates those that divide the brethren, okay? He hates those that lie or tell constantly lying. So here, you know, we're to hold to what the Word of God says. So when you say to forgive those, well, you know, it's like he tells you in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 not to drag one another before the heathen courts, to go to each other and to settle your differences between yourselves. And let me give you an example for what I'm talking about here. I had a young woman who I know who was very close, and well, she wasn't actually very close, but she was actually related. And this young woman decided that she was pregnant, and she was going to go and abort her baby because she didn't want to interfere with her career, and she didn't want to have a scar. You know, I think she was going to probably have to have a cesarean or whatever, okay? And so I told her, you can't do that. Well, actually, it was her sister that called me and said, you got to stop her. She's got to do a stupid thing. And so when I talked to her, she said, no, well, I made up my mind. I got a career. I said, listen, that's murder. That's murder. And if you do that, then you and I have no longer ever have a relationship at all. I don't want to talk to you. And so what happens is she did it, and I didn't speak to her. And of course, now her brother-in-law came to me and said, now, you know you're supposed to forgive her. I says, really? Why? He said, well, because that's what the Bible teaches. I said, oh, okay, let me ask you a question. Who did she sin against? Did she sin against me, or did she sin against God? Well, she sinned against God, didn't she? Yeah, she sure did. When did she repent of that? Yeah, you know what? She's never repented of that. So, does forgiveness come without repentance?
Well, the Bible doesn't teach it does. You have to have repentance, right?
That's what's necessary for forgiveness is repentance, right? And so, here, you know, we pick it up too when it talks about God and His mercy. This is what, if I was a liberal if I got my biblical information from liberals, God in His mercy allows for abortion, allows for sodomy, allows for pedophilia, pornography, bestiality, and divorce. I heard one of the apostate preachers actually come out and say that the Bible not only condones abortion, but it encourages it. And that, you know, that's a lie told by a liar. And then here's what else I might believe. God is only love. He could never create a hell or send anyone there. I actually had someone who was very close to me tell me that. And this woman said, I believe in Jesus, I believe in God, but I don't believe it's the devil. I said, so then you think that that the Lord Jesus was a liar? Oh, of course not. Well, then he preached more in hell, and he preached on the devil than he did heaven. Really? Yeah. And I took her to the scripture. I said, you know, you ought to really try to read this book sometimes. And so you'll learn a lot if you do that. And so here, you know, she would hear these sound bites, and she was listening to the liberal radio program, you know, the public radio stations and all that. And then, you know, what else you might also hear would be, God would never, ever send anyone to hell or even create a place like hell. And then I actually heard, well, a guy I knew told me that he would rather go to hell and rule in hell. He would rather go to hell and rule in hell with his friends. I said, let me explain something, Jimmy. First of all, here's reality, right? You don't have any friends in hell, okay? And see, this guy was a biker, belonged to an outlaw biker gang, and I knew each other years ago, and that's, he actually had that tattoo. I'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. And I says, you don't rule in hell. Here's what you do, you burn. And I told him, you know, in ways that he would understand. I said, the devil's ruling down there. And down there, okay, he's the pimp and you're the whore. See, that's the mindset that they would understand. Of course, they use their women as prostitutes, okay? And so I had to get that message across to him. But that's what I might hold to and might believe if I got my information. That's why liberals are that way. That's why they cling to and they embrace everything that God's word. And I'm talking about the clergy, too. Here, you just recently had, it was just read an article yesterday about a Lutheran, one of the evangelical Lutheran women pastors who came out and said the Bible is now no longer necessary. We really don't need the Bible. It's of no real consequence anymore. And this woman is a witch. She's an actual witch, okay? And that's what they've done. They promote witchcraft today out there in the pulpits of so many of these apostate churches. And so today we're going to jump over to find out why, what's going on, because, you know, we talked about, everyone's been talking about Israel and, you know, this what's going on with Iran and the war over there. And, you know, the growing anti-Semitism here in America, and, of course, the growing anti-Americanism here in America and around the world. But, and we're going to pick it up, and the answers to all that's right here in Hosea chapter 4. And so we start in Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there's no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Now, you could easily, Wendy, say, you just put America in there. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of America, because both America and Israel, when you say, well, there, we have freedom there in those, in both America and Israel, yes. But let me tell you, America and Israel, both are standing in the shadow of a holy and of a just God, and they have sinned awful against God, okay? Our sewers have run red with the blood of innocent children. See, this is reality. People, you know, they don't really realize, okay, that our God is a holy God. He's got high standards. The way things work here with God is God has expectations of us, Wendy. He's got expectations, and we have obligations to him. God owes us nothing. We owe him everything. And a lot of times, you know, I like pro-Americanism. I like to feel the patriotism, you know, the song I'm proud to be an American, you know. But yeah. The fact of it is America's sinned mighty sins, and America has a lot to repent of. And Israel's actually even in worse shape for a small country. They have a very high abortion rate. They have a high prostitution rate. They were had in Tel Aviv the world's largest sodomite parade, the largest sodomite parade.
Wow.
And also a lot of pornography comes out of Israel. Now, so here, they've always been a stiff-necked people, a very stiff-necked people. And America, you know, seems to be the same way. And we, the job of the pastors is to preach what people need to hear, not what they want to hear. Okay? And I've heard prissy preachers say, you know, I'm not comfortable preaching that. You're not supposed to be comfortable preaching that.
Yeah.
Okay? You're supposed to preach, again, what the people need to hear. And not like Joel Osteen. He said that's just not like him to preach against sin. Why should he make people feel bad, you know, for their sins? Well, because God's Word, the Bible, tells you, but Joel Osteen preaches that you are to live the good life now. And again, you're to be happy, wealthy, rich and wealthy, and that's the good life. What does the Bible teach about us? Where do we place up our treasures?
Supposed to place them up in heaven.
That's right. And so the next life, when we go to the millennial kingdom to be with the Lord, how would that compare to the life we're living today?
Well, there isn't any way to compare that. Heaven's so much better.
Because we're going to have glorified bodies, and you'll be out of work.
I will. I'll be retired, won't I?
Yeah. And guess what? I won't be preaching, probably won't be preaching the gospel, right? Although during the millennium, might be, because they're going to be the world out there left. But once we get after the millennium, there'll be no need. And so here, Osteen and these others, these prosperity preachers, they're preaching a false message to take, you know, lead people straight to the pit of hell. But you know what? They play off people's greed. And because of biblical illiteracy, you know, when you look at all these people that have come to listen to Joel Osteen, reality is you've got a stadium full of fools. They're the stadium full of fools. They've come there to get their ears tickled. He knows how to tickle their ears and empty their pockets. And they don't know any better. And they would know better if, in fact, they were go to the Word of God here. Next verse says, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. That's exactly what is happening in Israel today, and that's what's happening in America today, right? Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven and the fishes of the sea, all shall be taken away. Now, he's talking about the environment here. And he's not telling you that it's SUVs, okay, that destroy the environment. He's not telling you that it's gasoline-powered cars and lawnmowers. You know what he's telling you here? That it's man's sin. It's man's sin that destroys the environment. Then he says, yet let no man strive nor reprove the other. For the people are they as that strive with the priest. In other words, the priest was there to intercede between, on behalf of the people before God. But they were supposed to repent. And their attitude was, we don't have anything to repent of. We're God's chosen people. We don't have anything to repent of. And it looks like I'm going to have to stop because we're right up against it. But I'll pick it up here maybe tomorrow night. And so with that, I'll be right back after this.
You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian, but I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You fooled me with deception. You fooled me with your lies.
yes, you are. Liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. I thought you would go to heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven helped me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got why. You're a liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You're a liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise.
Yes, you are. Okay. No, you're not, Wendy. Hey, have you ever seen the liberal in somebody's eyes?
I don't know if I put two together. I've seen liberals, heard them, but I haven't really looked in their eyes. Why? What do you see there?
Well, have you ever seen AOC, Alexandria Cortez? Did you ever see her eyes? They're kind of wide.
They're on the dark side. They're really dark, though.
They're very wide and kind of bulging, right? You ever seen Adam Schiff's eyes? The same kind of effect.
Yeah, they're the same way. Yeah.
Well, there's a number of those people in there, the minority leader of the House, all of them, they have those wide kind of bulging eyes. And, you know, that's the liberal in their eyes. that's what it is. Alrighty.
Well, it could be a thyroid problem.
Well, that wouldn't even rhyme in a song. I saw the liberal in your thyroids. Okay. No, it wouldn't work.
That's not going to work.
No.
That lyric isn't going to work.
Alrighty. I'll bet you are such a brilliant woman that I'll bet you've got a really good topic for us tonight.
Well, I don't know how brilliant I am, but I do have a topic.
Yeah, but before you do that, before you do that, you've got a sale coming up, the 4th of July sale, don't you?
Oh, right, yes. We started that today. It runs through the 5th, and it's 20% off. Orders of $75 or more. The coupon to use is the number 4 and the month July, so 4 July. You can use that over the phone on your order form or on our website. But you do want to hurry because it will expire soon and restrictions apply.
All right. It'll probably expire before I do, at least I hope. But who knows? All right.
We can't have you go anywhere, Pastor. What are we going to do without you?
I don't know. I don't know. Style, what would you do without me?
I'd be lost.
There you go. I guess I got to hang in here for a little while longer.
Mm-hmm. I would say so. Till the rapture.
Yeah. Yep. That would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see, because we'd all go together, wouldn't we? That
beautiful thought. Just hold that thought.
Yeah.
Think about that when you ever feel a little anxious or upset about something. Just remember, God is a-coming.
Amen. Yeah. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Marines aren't the only people that don't leave anybody behind. You know?
That's right. We never did. And so the Army, we didn't leave anybody behind. Not at all. Not never. Anyhow.
Good.
So what is our topic tonight?
We're going to talk about your brain on caffeine. I think a lot of people out there maybe slightly addicted, dependent on caffeine. Some people may be allergic to caffeine. So we're going to talk about some studies here out of the University of Montreal, Canada. They found that a cup of coffee or tea may have some positive effects on your brain.
Right now, as you're speaking, I've got a big cup of green tea. And it's very strong. I got 3 tea bags I had in there because I like it when it's very strong.
So green tea does have caffeine. People don't think it does, but it does have caffeine in it. Now, there is differing opinions, though, among some of the health professionals on the benefits of the caffeine, especially for those that may have an autoimmune issue. So we're going to check this out, see what the research has discovered. Now, this is May 2025. The research team at the University of Montreal, they reported that besides caffeine helping us to stay alert, it also has some hidden benefits. Some people really can't get to sleep if they've had caffeine from coffee. But what does it do to a human brain? Well, according to the report, the cup of coffee or the tea that contains caffeine does affect the criticality of your brain, the critical areas, so we're going to talk about those. So caffeine is it's considered a psychoactive substance, and it also is found in your chocolate and other products like soda, if you've got caffeine in your Cokes and stuff, or even in your energy drinks, there's caffeine. So the research did get published in the April 2025 Journal of Nature Communications Biology, and here's a quote from the research. They say, caffeine can modify sleep and influence the brain's recovery, both physical and cognitive, overnight. So you got some pros and cons with caffeine. So they used some electroencephalographs, the EEGs, the research team used those. They wanted to see how the caffeine affects the brain during your sleep mode. Professor Julie Carrier, she's at the Center for Advanced Research in Sleep Medicine. She assisted in the research, and the results indicated that caffeine increased the complexity of the brain's signals during sleep. So it was determined that this increases the brain's critical area and had greater effect, though, on the younger adults. So it was a bigger signal for younger adults than more mature adults. So this study involved 40 healthy adults taking caffeine tablets before and bed, and there was a control group that took a placebo. The research just defined that the critical area of your brain describes the state of your brain that is balanced between order and chaos. So criticality of the brain is a happy medium, if you will, where the brain activity is both organized and flexible. So in this state, the brain functions optimally, and it can process information efficiently, adapt quickly, learn and make decisions with agility. So caffeine, I think, may assist in that. So Professor Carrier also cautioned that there is a drawback to having too much of a good thing. Too much caffeine can hinder the brain recovery time. Here's what she said. Caffeine stimulates the brain and pushes it into a state of criticality where it can be more awake, more alert, and reactive. While this is useful during the day for concentration, this state also could interfere with the rest at night, where the brain would rather relax or recover properly. So there may be, some residual effects where the caffeine may not let the brain relax. Now, the report also stated they identified subtle changes in the neuron activity. So the caffeine changed the complexity of the brain signals to be more dynamic for neuron activity. This is particularly evident before and after your rapid eye movement in your sleep phase. So the non-rapid eye movement phase is important for memory sorting and recovery of the brain. It also appears that caffeine changes the electrical rhythm of the brain during your sleep, or in other words, it's affected the oscillations of the alpha waves, which are connected to your deep sleep brain repair mode. Now, caffeine also stimulates your brain beta waves during the wake phase or during your day when you're having caffeine. So Karim Jabbar, he's a director of psychology, University of Quebec, said, these changes suggest that even during sleep, the brain remains in a more activated, less restorative state under the influence of caffeine. So it's not at a complete relaxed state that it should be. Now, researchers also noted that caffeine had a more pronounced effect on younger adults between the ages of 20 and 27 when compared to the middle-aged participants of 41 to 58. They attributed this difference to the adenosine molecule that gradually accumulates daily, creating that fatigue feeling. Now, since adenosine receptors decrease as we get older, this may account for the reduction in the caffeine effects for the older participants. Now, the subject of the autoimmune issue, caffeine, is it good or is it bad for people that have autoimmune disease or autoimmune complexes? Well, traditional and holistic physicians alike often have split opinions on this. Let's see, one of them's quoted, this was the National Library of Medicine said this, some studies suggest caffeine might increase the risk of certain autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or type 1 diabetes, while others indicate it may have a protective effect against others like multiple sclerosis and ulcerative colitis. So it's kind of a split thing. I would say some of the holistic folks that I know, if you're going to have a little caffeine, have a decaffeinated tea and just have one cup. Don't overdo it. So now I have found that those limited amounts of your certified organic decaffeinated beverages seem to offer some benefits for people that may have autoimmune issues. There is really no 100% decaffeinated coffee or tea, and some caffeine does remain. Loose leaf teas work best, and the amount can be adjusted. However, it is best to seek the advice of your licensed medical physician first before you endeavor to take caffeine. So better sleep is better health, Pastor.
Look, I can tell you this. This doesn't affect me at all. I drink green tea every night. And I have a strong green tea, and it doesn't affect my... It doesn't affect my sleep a bit. In fact, well, I can fall right to sleep just about any time. Style knows.
Really?
Yeah, Style, you've seen me take the nap just before the program. How many times?
That's very true.
Yeah, I can do it, and sometimes I get there early, I get all prepared, and I take maybe 10 or 15 minutes just to close my eyes and
right.
And so
a little cat nap. Yeah.
But well, now listen, yeah, it's different with coffee. Now I can coffee doesn't affect me if unless I have an empty stomach, if I've got no food and missed dinner and I'm just drinking all I got is coffee, then after a couple like you know, a large coffee, if you could pick up a large coffee on the way in, boy, that can keep me up all night then. But if I've got food on my stomach,
it's not that bad. Yeah, the food absorbs it a little bit. Yeah, I can't drink coffee. Regular coffee makes me too jittery, but I can have a little black tea. And there's some people that are kind of wired differently where stimulants like caffeine will put them to sleep, whereas sleep aids will keep them awake. So there's people like that.
I think you're talking to one.
Kind of opposite.
Yeah, I think you're talking to one. I mean, like I said, I can drink this green tea, and boy, I can go right to sleep.
I have a question for you, Wendy.
Well, wait a second. Before I lose this thought, hang on. So if you were to have, you know, a surgical procedure and they gave you anesthesia, do they have to give you more anesthesia than the average person?
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of operations.
Okay, that answers that. What was the question, Style?
Do you think that caffeine is something you can also build up an immunity to? I mean, I'm a pretty avid energy drinker. I've got one right here with me now. And like you and Pastor were just saying, you know, I've had many times where I'll open one up and I'll drink half a can and end up just passing right out, too.
Hmm. Yes, you can build up a tolerance to caffeine. And then if you try to come off of it cold turkey, a lot of people have, you know, the withdrawal symptoms where they get headaches or, you know, they get, you know, moody and stuff like that. Or they're sluggish. They can't seem to get enough energy. But the thing about caffeine is it's dehydrating to the system. So, and what's the number one organ, Pastor, that uses the most water?
Your skin?
Nope, it's your bowel.
Oh.
Okay. Your bowel has to use a lot of water to operate correctly. And, you know, all disease starts in the bowel, they say, you know. So if you're, if the thing is people will have, you know, coffee or tea to wake up with in the morning. Then they may have a Coke with caffeine or an iced tea at lunch. They may have another cup of coffee in the middle of the day to keep going. And then by the time they get home, they may have some more iced tea or maybe an adult beverage. And this is all dehydrating type of beverages to the body. So we need to get more water going and less caffeine during the day. So limit the caffeine.
Well, believe me, I've been doing that lately out here. It's been 95, 96 degrees out here every day.
Well, you have a thirst mechanism, Pastor, in your body. So if you drank nothing but water for 2 weeks, you would find how thirsty you really are.
Really?
Because caffeine kind of dulls your thirst mechanism.
Let me ask you this, too. Are there different types of caffeine?
Well, I think there are now because, you know, a lot of these companies, your tea companies, have gone to, genetically modified tea leaves.
That's interesting.
So they genetically modified them, unless you're getting organic. A lot of people complain, you know, that they've had iced tea all their life or tea, hot tea all their life, and all of a sudden they can't have it because they get a headache. That's because they change the tea leaf. That's what that is.
Boy, they just can't leave anything alone, can they?
I know. It's just, I mean, like I've said on your show before, I mean, genetically modified elements are patented, and the way the patents work, you have to change it significantly to obtain the patent. So when they say it's just like the original, that's not true. Yeah. So, you know, sleep, you get better sleep, usually you're doing better health-wise. We have a few things at Apothecary Herbs for sleep. We have a brain concentrate formula if you need some more, you know, help cognitively during the day without drinking caffeine. We have some, you know, body food mix with lots of nutritional elements for a boost of energy. And then if you're having trouble sleeping, we do have some natural items that help you go naturally off to sleep. It's not a forced, you know, sleep aid. It's a natural one. So that's the ways to do it.
Well, yeah, you've got about everything out there, every kind of natural medicine. Now, from what I understand, some of the medicines, some of the herbs that you would get would be from the land down under, Australia. But I understand.
Oh, no, I sent you that text the other day because all of a sudden I can't ship anything to my Australian customers, and I sent messages to, and a couple of them responded. And they said nothing's changed with restrictions on, you know, herbal supplements here in Australia. So then, because what was happening is we couldn't get a ship label. So when you import to another country, you have like a ship ladle, and you have to, you know, list everything you're sending. And there's all these codes that get assigned to it and so forth. So if you go to do a ship ladle to process that, it kept flashing up in red, prohibited. So any spice, herb, any wellness product, it was being flagged, and it wouldn't let you progress to print a label. So I reached out to the, transport people, you know, our U.S. Mail and FedEx and stuff, asking them, you know, I even got a list off the internet of things that are prohibited from going in Australia, and supplements aren't on there. I mean, they're not prohibited. So I don't know what the shippers are doing. Somebody must have made a mistake when they coded this into their system, thinking, oh, you know, you can't send that. And that's a real problem if that's what they're doing.
Huh. Very interesting.
It is interesting because, you know, the people in Australia, I've heard from them a lot. They don't have the herb supplements that we have here in America because their country looks at them not as, you know, a supplement. They look at more as a medication. But they're part of the European Union, and they have allowed the end users to import supplements from other countries under a certain amount. So so that hasn't changed because I checked this week, and so I think it's our ship carriers that are messed up.
All right, very good. Okay, well, you ready for some other news?
Sure, go ahead.
I learned a lot, and I hope Style paid close attention to that. Cause we don't want him overdosing on caffeine.
Taking my notes.
Yeah, very good. Now, here's some other news, okay. President Trump just took NATO by storm. NATO Secretary General says that Trump deserves credit for getting nations to agree to 5% of their GNP. Well, how about that? For years and years and years, they couldn't get him past 3%. Trump's got him moved up, all but Spain. All but Spain. And Trump said that Spain is going to change their mind because he's going to double the tariffs on them until they do. So that's really good. In other words, we've been, the United States, you and I, we've been carrying all these other countries. Not only do we provide their protection for them, we pay for it. They're not even paying for it.
Yeah, but think about that. What you just said, and all the corruption from our government where they were stealing the money and putting it in their pockets. Think about how wealthier all Americans would be if that nonsense stopped.
Yeah, I know. In fact, what are you talking about? Night.
Well,
go ahead.
It was Rogan on his channel was talking to Bernie Sanders, and he asked him a question, you know, because the liberals run on, you know, we're going to raise taxes, you know, we're going to tax the rich and everything. So he asked him a question, you know, you would raise taxes. And Sanders said, well, yeah, how do you expect us to pay for everything and take care of everybody? You know, basically that was his response. And Rogan's response is, but, you know, I'm wondering if I really want to pay a corrupt government anything. I don't know if I want to send tax money to a corrupt government, he said.
And what was Crazy Bernie's answer to that?
Well, nothing really. I mean, they changed the subject. But the thing is, when countries borrow money, what's the collateral they put up for this money?
The people.
Yeah. And so what does that make the people?
Slaves.
Right. Slavery was abolished, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is why, you know, we have to push back. Remember, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible teaches unequivocally resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. That's called tyranny. And we are to resist it unto blood, as unto death.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
Well, it's tragic. It is a tragic thing what America has become from that standpoint. I think Trump's on the right path with the tariffs because that's how the founding fathers ran the country as far as protecting everybody with a military, and everybody took care of themselves with everything else.
You're hearing it. I hear you. You know, Wendy, do you know one of the dumbest things I heard today was that New York City, and we're on a number station in New York. In New York City, residents, the Democrats, chose a hardcore communist named Zoran Mandani. A hardcore communist. They chose him. He won the primary, okay. For mayor of New York, And some of the things he wants to do, he wants to give $70 billion to illegals so that they can have free homes. He wants to legalize prostitution in New York. He is a Muslim and a communist. And here he's looking, you know, what you're going to see happen in New York City now, they're going to be really improving the economies of Texas and Florida. People are going to be leaving there in groves. But
if they can afford to move, if they can afford to leave, I've talked to a lot of people. They can't afford to leave.
Well, he wants to outlaw ICE agents. And then on top of that, he wants to give free groceries to $65 million worth of free groceries to people. In other words, he wants to totally destroy that city. He wants to. And by the way, they want to support all of the gangs. He wants to support all of the gangs. We're coming up. We're about out of time. Give yourself another break. Are you going to stay with me for a while, or are you going to go get that beauty sleep?
I'm going to go get the beauty sleep. I've been up since 4 o'clock. Our website is thepowerherbs.com. Our toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And don't forget, 20% off for the 4th of July sale, okay?
I want to thank you for your wonderful medicines, because I use them all the time, and they are good, and they've really been a help to me big time. And you have always been a...
God makes good herbs, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And you have always been a blessing ever since I first met you.
Thank you, Pastor. You're a blessing to everybody I know. Even out there listening to you.
All righty. Well, God bless you. You have yourself a wonderful night. Get that beauty sleep.
You too. Take care now. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too very much. All right. Very good. We're coming up to a break, and then... afterwards, you know, Style and I are probably going to overwhelm you with our brilliance. What do you think, Style?
That's what I had written down here. It was on the schedule anyway.
Okay, very good. And so I was over there overwhelmed with Pastor and how I went out today. I did one more of the DVDs. In fact, we did two. Those 50 years... some good ones we got coming out. So, folks, I think they're going to like these next ones. All of those things that the Lord has really blessed me, in a sense that He knows I haven't had one boring day in 50 years. Some a lot more interesting than the others. But anyhow, it's been quite a ride. We're coming up to a break. When we come back, we have a whole lot of things to cover tonight. I mean, a whole lot. And so we might even open the phone lines a little early. What do you think? So, all right, we're just about ready to go to a countdown. Style likes to do that countdown. He starts at 10, okay? So when he starts at 10, I'll start with 1, and I'll go the other direction. Ready? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.